best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to it. It's a brand new week. It is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. And hey, today, let's see if I can make you reflect. Especially about the unflattering parts of you. One of the biggest things, and when I say big, I mean huge. The therapy industry wouldn't exist if we were able to do this ourselves. Is to accept our flaws. Accept our flawed past. Accept our scars. Accept the unflattering parts of our lives. Have you finally acknowledged or at least accepted you in your fullness? Flaws and all. Have you? Learning to be okay with the pieces of you can be hard. But after some time, you realize that you just need to accept yourself for who and for what you are. Sometimes this means having to forgive certain aspects of your life that may have left you broken, like abuse, growing up in an unloving home. I love what... Have you watched Heart to Heart? You can watch it on YouTube. This is Kevin Hart interviewing his friends, basically. And he tries to reveal certain aspects of their life that we don't normally, you know, see. I was not surprised in him interviewing Jay-Z. And me being me and being a huge fan of Mr. Carter, I have time for Jay-Z, especially when he speaks. So I had to watch Heart to Heart with Jay-Z because there's no way I'm missing that. He said something very powerful that kind of speaks to what we're talking about today. He said to Kevin, things don't happen to you. They happen for you. And he says, we hardly pay attention to that. Because if you look where you are in life, your background has propelled you to be better or to push you forward. But for those who are still mulling over, it happened to me. I'm still stuck. Oh, that hit home, right? What have you struggled to acknowledge about yourself? But you're gradually getting there to accepting who you are.
Hey, umjolo pratibos. Umjolo yangihlula pratibos. Umjolo yangihlula and I've learned to accept it. I've learned to accept it, you know. And angikho iwanda. Esibaningi. Asibaningi kulento. Mara we just don't want to accept it. I mean umjolo, I accept it and I'm happy.
You know, I must confess, you know, sometimes I drag myself out of bed because I'm tired. And then I think about Ayanda. I think about Lesego Mike. I think about you and the things you will say. And I'm like, I am going. Ki a miracle. Because I know you're going to make my day. All right? Love that. Yeah. Little Uptenna today is from Mjolo. Umwansi said, flame me, sister. And she has put a beautiful top 10. Because Mjolo was a pandemic of, yeah, personal proportions. Umutsuero Mkwel. Yeah. But you know, like, you know, omelette, but not in a good way. Ilum John, good. So, yes. What have you finally accepted about you? We all have things, especially growing up. And those things are even still there, even in our current years, that we still struggle to acknowledge about ourselves, that we struggle to accept about ourselves. However, over time, we have to gradually, and we know it's work, it's internal work that we need to do. Gradually, we need to come to that acceptance. Things like your personality. You finally accepted that you're actually an introvert. It was a lot of work. And you thought you don't like people. No, you're just an introverted person. You enjoy your own space. All right? You enjoy being at home. You know? Many people don't get to that level, hey? They don't. They force themselves because peer pressure. Even Mutatengula date, peer pressure. Okay, let me go hang, even though they feel like, I don't want to be there because I'm happier in this moment just to stay home. Okay, another example. Okay. You know that scar, my brother, that you had at a young age? And it's on your face, right? And they kept on calling you names because of it. You hated when people referred to it. But the day you accepted that scar, you realize your name, man. And like, hey, ngakhiwe, man. This guy has singers a good day, man. Yeah? Hey, man, bambitlile, man. Yeah? Or you want another one? Okay. Maybe you were never meant to be your own boss. But still, you went out, hustled, tried it, man. Come back failing. But once you dropped and you become part of an organization, you start working, you become the best employee ever, which is exactly what led to you thinking you can be your own boss. And then finally you accepted, no, man, I'm an intrapreneur. Get it? Not entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. You work well inside an organization. But that's your truth. And you made peace with that. And since then, you are the happiest person ever. It's not easy to be okay with the pieces that you feel are flawed. The question is, and not all of them, eh? Some are easy, some are very difficult. So what have you finally accepted, acknowledged about yourself? Hashtag accepting this is me. It used to irritate you when people commented about it or spoke to you about your hair or wanted to touch it. Well, I think that's crossing a boundary there if you do that. But some people do, right? But you came to a realization and acceptance. Oh, no, this is me. I'm okay with it. Mention whatever, but I'm more than just that. But not a lot of people come to that. Tears?
One thing that I've accepted about myself is that I can be very full of nonsense. I've got a very sharp tongue, and I can use it devastatingly well if put into a space where it has to be used. In short, I tell people, hurry, please just don't press that button, because if that side of me comes out, you're not going to like me very much. So I do my best to, generally, I'm seen as a very happy person and accepted as such. And when people do see that side of me, they are really, really shocked at the devastating nature of my bad side.
Oh, yeah. What are your 3 teaspoons? I have mine after this.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
3 teaspoons on accepting this is me. One, your childhood was not perfect, but that's not an excuse anymore. And you've accepted that. Now that you're an adult, you realize that everybody has less than ideal childhood conditions that they're riding up against. But you don't want to live in a miserable existence for the rest of your time on this planet. Like Jay-Z said to Kevin Hart, things don't happen to you, they happen for you. 2, on accepting this is me, your scars aren't going anywhere. Embrace them. Most people have physical scars that they got either from falling, a car accident, an operation. And it took years for them to accept that these scars are here to stay. And they've spent most of their days trying to cover them up. However, you are now at a point where you are no longer going to hide them. Not because they are not going anywhere, because they are just part of who you are and you are wearing them with pride. The last teaspoon on 3 teaspoons on hashtag accepting this is me, your ailment. Nothing is more devastating and difficult than coming to terms with a disease or an ailment that you might have. The thought of taking medication for the rest of your life just angers you. However, you came to peace once you've accepted that this is your situation going forward, and you still live a full, wholesome life regardless. You've accepted that your ailment is here. You now take your medication accordingly like you would take your daily vitamins. You are now happier. You even talk to people about your ailment openly. And funny enough, they're like, huh? Teach me. Agire, today we are reflecting. Because what's the point if we don't pause and reflect? We are challenged. Today, mostly so because of our imperfect past. Earlier on, I tweeted that there's a mistake you made, life-changing mistake. And you went out to ask for forgiveness. They denied you. And this has tainted your confidence going forward. But you have to come to a realization that I have to accept that I made a mistake. Everybody does. I have made one. And I can't be defined by that. What has been that one mistake? that you finally have accepted, Rai. Yeah, this is me. It happened. I'm learning from it and I'm moving forward. And I said, yeah, on based on some of the comments that came through, that, you know, one of the hardest things to accept is body features. Instead, we would spend time and money to augment than just accept. And some of them, yes, we can work on, like Mkaba. Patsy Shrapa. I mean, if you are flirty, you are flirty. Are you going to accept that, though? Somebody says, ah, the squats can help. No. No. Yeah, they'll try and, yeah, no. They'll give you a little bit of, mara. Oksalai. Si Shrapa kisil. Tabsi Ariyai, Masi Shwapa, and Kiss Kiss never bothered me, thank goodness. Miss X, you remind me of something. There was a story I heard once of a girl who didn't like Magwegwe Ahai because she was like bald-legged and she didn't like it. And this bothered her and she went to a doctor. And doctor said, there's only one way. And doctor was saying this in passing. You're fine. There are bald-legged people. You're fine as you are. And obviously, as a passing remark, the only one way is if we put, you know, this, what are you giving? COP, cement of Paris, ne? Plaster of Paris, POP, on your legs. And you have to then walk like stick man for a good 2 months. And she said, yes, let's do that. Can you imagine? Utrosa Lugwegwe u Kenya, Obatrahoba, straight. And she did it. Hopefully she's happy and she's accepted herself. You know? Imagine her when I'm Mrs. Actual. If you on type C, that is, you were not happy with the Kiss Kiss style. No treason. Luena, Samente. Horoskawali. We're talking about things that, because of age, wisdom, maturity,
acceptance.
You're like, hey, I finally accepted Witi Enjingi.
I'll never sleep. I'm kidding.
We're
I'm
talking
kidding.
About things that are supposed to make you healthy, man.
Angie.
No, but you're right.
I have accepted my insomnia.
Same here.
I don't fight it anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't sit there and curse the entire world that
That's
is
right.
sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't wake up the next day wanting to hit everybody I come across or
yeah.
swear.
Yeah.
I've accepted the fact that
you're an insomniac.
I'm an insomniac. I'm always going to be an insomniac, and it's okay.
And now, parallel that, ne?
Yes.
Insomniacs find solace in naps.
We do.
And now society says, ulale mini.
Ha. And then you get judged.
Now you need to also not just accept that insomnia, you also need to accept that I take naps.
Oh no.
Own it, make it an appointment.
Oh, yes.
It is your time.
Phone off.
Thank you.
At home, they know, don't come and knock at the door.
My value.
Unless a cow is dying.
That's right.
And only I can save the cow.
That's right.
Don't call me.
Yeah.
I'm napping.
Yes. Makatep.
Hi, I've accepted that I'm a very indecisive person.
Good.
You decided
that you're indecisive. Okay, good.
She's decided she's undecisive.
Good. I love
yes.
that.
And you know what? I've accepted that some things for me in life will take longer than with other people.
Mm.
Because I know I always look at my friends and I compare and I'm like, wow, this person is doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
If only I had chosen this path and stuck to this path, I would also be there. But you know what? I chose a different path and I must accept that. And most of the time, I change my mind a lot of the time.
Which is good.
Exactly. And sometimes I've failed to make to take a step in life because I'm scared of making the decision because I'm like, what could this impact be or whatever? And then, yeah, I feel like, wow, I'm holding myself back, but it's okay. You know what? Eventually, I'll just stumble in life actually, and I'll make it to wherever I'm supposed to make it to when I make it there.
You must start paying attention to go to bookshops, right?
Mm-hmm.
The business / self-help section,
mm-hmm.
and see what is the genre that is growing now.
What?
On how to think again.
What?
Books on how to think. You don't need to read that book, Nosipu.
Oh.
Because you are that book. The power of thinking again.
Mm.
People are so stuck to a decision, yeah, even when it's no longer serving
them. We're robots.
Right?
Mm.
Oh, politicians, I hope they are listening. Anyway, I'm ending the show with a question I should have started with.
Okay.
Which parts of you do you find hard to accept?
One, that I'm sensitive, which then translates... Okay, stop. Which then translates to me making things about me when they have nothing to do with me. Zero to do with me.
And this is your way of getting your guts up to build that shield.
100%.
So rather let me say it before you say it.
Absolutely. Also, just things, people's actions I interpret as a result of me and my actions and my whatever. So all the time I have to ask myself, are you inserting yourself? Are you inserting yourself? Take yourself out.
Have you accepted that most shoe stores can't accommodate you?
Can you switch off your mic immediately? Because it's my struggle right now. I'm looking for a size 9 heel.
The way I know my colleagues.
Tikwe.
And you must flourish, girl.
Hey. Size 8 again.
And even on a heel, you can imagine.
Hey, a heel plung or red.
Yes.
Now I must fit it into an 8. What a lie. The struggles. Hey.
But you must go online.
I have, but the problem is it won't arrive by Thursday.
No, that's your problem. Nancy. This is the part of you that you must try and accept. You leave things as if.
That's true.
That's right.
I do leave things last
minute. That's right.
Yeah.
And when did you know about Thursday?
Huh? Is your mic on? What have you accepted about yourself?
Yeah. I'm impatient.
Oh, really? Me too.
I am impatient.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part I'm finding very hard to accept.
Mm-hmm.
To a point that my impatience is not even just impatient in general.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm impatient with lazy thinkers, one.
Yeah.
I'm impatient with laziness,
mm-hmm,
two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impatient with people who wants to be explained one thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't mind explaining the second and the third time, mm-hmm, but the fourth time you're really now. Come mm-hmm on.
But then are you explaining it in the same way? That's the problem.
No, then I try and say, adjust. And then ask me more questions, mm-hmm, so that at least, you know. And don't leave me mm-hmm saying you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say you understand, for me it says full stop. Okay,
we're done.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
So why are you then,
mm-hmm,
you know? And now my impatience then rises. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, you know, accept this about me.
Yeah.
But you're making it difficult now. Yeah.
But do you understand that most people, particularly when working with you, at least for the first time, they will have a high expectation of your expectations. Therefore, then they think they can't. Therefore, then they have anxiety about it.
I know.
You understand?
I know.
So it's a whole process that they're going through that has nothing to do with you.
And most of the time,
mm-hmm,
I lower my stature.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about our environment here at work.
Yeah.
I'm a senior broadcaster here. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine a young person coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm going to work with Uncle T.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
So already there's this anxiety they have.
Yes.
And I lower it and I come to their level.
Yes.
So they can feel at home.
Yes.
Yeah. You see?
Yes.
And then after that, I would immediately say, are we on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
And don't say yes for the sake of saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep repeating it. Don't agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people who agree with me
mm-hmm
for the sake of agreeing with
yeah
me. Because the essence of it all is, the more we have people around us that agree with us, we don't grow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why you're here.
Yeah.
To add to value. My value.
Yeah,
to add and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we agreeing?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think it, if you don't think so,
mm-hmm,
give me your reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you mine.
True. Problem is that if we disagree, then you think, what a low-level thinker. Hey, why are you not agreeing with me?
And now you're dealing with complexity.
Yeah.
which then will show up later, which is
fine. You can work through that.
Yeah, we can work through
that.
Like I said, the point is, at some point in the day, we must come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
And that conclusion may mean I lose my argument or you lose yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then should those complexities show up, we'll deal with them.
Got you.
And that's the human nature, isn't it? It's complex like that. Yeah.
Hmm. Powerful. So I must argue with you every day. Got it.
I mean, do we agree? Exactly.
It's... And he has
learned... Can't you see the subtitles? I will carry the cross.
Got you.
That's right.
The burden.
The burden. Nancy, I'll carry it every day around this time.
Hey.
This out in. You can't choose family and police. By the way, that's the first song you're playing at 1 o'clock.
Yes, indeed. I knew that's what that meant. I knew that. I was just checking if you were. We're on the same page. You understand? Exactly.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0059.
Nah, the only thing, you know, I've made peace with it. And people used to call me names, Impanzani, Joshua Do, all those funny names. And I used to get irritated, but now I finally made peace with it, alright. There's nothing I can change.
Oh yeah, we played that earlier on. Honsi?
I got control, and I've accepted that, and I'm toning it down. Like, I learned to accept, Jorge, my way is not the only way.
Yeah.
Yo, now, but I think I control. I like to have the last word, and I like things to be done my way. But now I look at other people's perspective and I take suggestions. But then before.
Meaning habitir, ubitir, nyan. Just an infinitesimal. Tabila, hi.
Hi, Gunjani.
Gorongjan put. What have you accepted?
Well, I wanted you to affect the good zombies and go put. That's exactly what I've accepted with myself. I'm a very beautiful lady.
Hi! Oh, you got me there. Wow!
So that's exactly what I've expected with myself. Being called Ubuti, being called Unduna, being called Umiste. Like, I'm so okay with that.
Tato, you are bad. You know, Tato would normally warn me. Okay, lady. Okay, this time, no warning.
She told me, what is your, can we use this against him? I'm sure he's going
to you got me, guys. No, you got
and
me.
You just said good.
I'm sure when you paraton, we shire.
The time was at all. I manage. Man is going down. But I used to sing in gay chorus. And I would sing... Like I'm a male thing is like eternal depending on my notes.
But I'm sure I partner yako yona. Hey Toby, I was like, yes, nyak ding ang up to Alfie. Is an up
and gagusam.
Nyabongezo, you made my day. Thank you. Oh gosh, that got me.
I accept or Kerala says 11 and a half. Hi guys.
Yeah.
Kala is Nikas. Okay, I accept. I give him a KFM Google TVs. I don't accept. Or Kerala says 11. Because once one puncher says 11, I catch Kerala says 9. Yes, I enjoy it. Like, once you get a month, first thing first, remove my shoes. Because I accept or Kerala says 11. Bye, please help.
Tsepo, just accept. And I'll tell you this for free. One of my good friends, he's a size 13, actually. And bordering on 14. The biggest size you find in any of our shops here is 12. So you try and force him into a 12. Obviously, he won't enjoy them, and like you. And he has fully accepted that. And now, remember, during the COVID times, you can't enter the store before they sanitize your hands. The first thing we say before we enter the store, before we enter, especially when I'm with him, like, do you have a size 13 instead of a size 14? When they say no, sir, there's no need to sanitize a single. Simple. Please do yourself that favor. You know, release yourself from that captivity. Accept you because you do have sizes. Okay? Buy them and I'm sure you look great in them. So Solas.
No, but Tibos, now I finally accepted Hore Manai Kirichama Manoiti. Next, I acknowledge Hore Kirichama, Hore Monique Manoiti. No, I'm a beautiful hang. So, next, I won't need any but 20 bamboos, Rem Solas Manoiti Mani when I was Jesus man. Kenny, Hoyona, Kodian Gabon or Manai, Osiban Rata man, left and right, Timan Kavatanza Manoiti. But I finally accepted that Renoke, I'm a charmer.
He just didn't please call me or call himself on my show. So you use that voice note as a please call me. My word. I'm going to play that again. You have to hear it again.
Nah, the only thing, you know, I've made peace with it.
Oh, Lebo, sorry, Lebo. Sorry about that because we clearly, Lebo is the man of the day.
I used to hate that I'm light skinned because of the names that people used to call me. Yeah. I hated them. Abu, Yellow, Banana, Burki, Burmesi, Bushman. They used to call me those names and I hated it. I hated it. Used to walk on the street, kisa tshwara umbrella, kuna letsatsi. I think you hore like tofia and then I'll be darker, you know, and that just, you know, it would hurt my skin even more. So yeah. But then I accepted myself. I was like, I'm this. I'm not Tutu Chinchang.
Kidu, I hope your name is Kidu Mates, meaning you've accepted, all right? Lesoho breaks my heart via my Facebook page. Says, T, I have accepted that I cannot have kids of my own. After several gynecologists have confirmed it, it's not easy, but yes, I've learned to live with a painful situation. Eish. Askies.
No, but Tibos, now I finally accepted Hore Manai Kirichama Manoiti. Next, I acknowledge Hore Kirichama, Hore Monte Manoiti. No, I'm a beautiful hang. So, next, I won't need any but 20 bamboos of Rem Solas Manoiti Mani when I was Jesus. Hoyona, Kodian Gabon or Mani, Osiban Rata Man, left and right, man, Kavatanza
Manoiti.
But I finally accepted that Renoke, I'm a charmer.
Take us on Madras on Nini, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Aye.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.